On this week's show, it's a whole lot of games as we talk about E3 2018. And Nige, as normal, is completely unprepared.
It's part two of our E3 special. Stay tuned.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gamers, geezers, geeks, people like Sony PlayStation, people like Xbox, people like Nintendo Switches, people who watch mad conferences by Devolver Digital. It's not this week's Monkey Nut Punch podcast, because it's a special. It's part two
of our
E3 2018 special. And as you can hear, because you can't fucking wait, it's Nigel. Say hello, Nigel.
Hello. I just can't contain myself.
You're supposed to let me do the intro, man.
I know, I can't stop myself talking about stuff I know nothing about.
Yes. So, this is our part... in our part two, we're going to be talking about the Sony conference and the Nintendo... whatever they call it, Treehouse... whatever. Their presentation that they did. So, the Sony conference started off really strangely, because I was expecting them to be in the big hall that they're normally in, but they were all in some tent covered in hay bales listening to a guy pluck a banjo. And that's how it started off, and I was like, what the fuck? And then after a while, The Last of Us 2 started appearing on screen, and it was a scene where they were in a similar tent, and there was like a dancing thing going. And you had Ellie, who's like the main character, and she was chatting away to this boy, and then this boy was saying about this girl, and then... Have you seen it before I carry on?
Carry on.
Okay.
I've seen bits of it best I can.
Okay, alright, so...
I saw the Sony bits when all stuff's at work, so I couldn't really... I was trying to pay attention, but I was meant to be working.
Okay, this girl comes up to her and she starts dancing with her, which is fine. And then she's like, kind of, do I smell? And it's like, kind of, yeah, you smell pretty. You smell like a barnyard animal has died. And she then rubs her sweaty face against hers. And then they kiss. And that's fine. But I kind of want to see, how can I put it, some proper fucking story, if that makes sense. Something that's kind of key to the game. Have the Fireflies come back for revenge? Yeah, is Joel missing? What's going on with this one? That's what I really wanted. Instead of that, we got a sweaty, smelly lesbian kiss on a dance floor. Which is fine.
The big question is, Gav, what music was playing on the dance floor?
I have no idea. It was banjo crap. Then they showed off some gameplay. And apparently while they were doing this, the people who were supposed to be in the big hall for the Sony presentation had to move out of this tent, walk across and go to the Sony presentation. So they were showing the viewers at home, or the people who tuned in to watch it on the internet, bits of what looks like gameplay. People have said that it's pre-rendered, but given Naughty Dog's pedigree, I don't think that's pre-rendered. I think that's them on a test rig trying to kind of max it out to 4K so it shows well on the screens. Looked pretty fucking sweet. Gameplay looked alright. Didn't look a million miles away from what we'd done before. Kind of reminded me of the rebooted Tomb Raider game, you know, where you're trying to escape at the beginning?
Yeah,
and they're like, things are on fire and people are being killed and this. That reminded me of that. It's... I just wanted
it's not
to
bad.
Know, I wanted to know, cause the thing about The Last of Us, the last one, was that the story was really good. Yeah, and they pretty much said from the outset what the story was. And they haven't with this one, so I don't know if they've got as much faith in the story. So they went for a virtue signal opposed to actually telling us what the fucking story is. Which is worrying.
Well, yeah. It's Naughty Dog, though. You've got to have faith. They're pretty decent at storytelling. You just need to look at Uncharted for that. Even if, you know, the first couple of games, graphics weren't great because they were on the PS3.
They were still great.
The story was great.
They were still great on the PS3. They still
were.
I think they're holding up now at the moment with the...
Even with Chloe Fraser, when you were controlling Chloe, the story was great. Different perspective, still a good story. And then you've got The Last of Us, the first one. Great story. It's what Naughty Dog do. So you've got to have a bit of faith.
Yeah, but... watch the trailers for the other games, yeah? And they always gave a hint of what the story was, yeah? This didn't really give a hint of what the story was. It just...
From what I've read, The Last of Us 2 is about... I didn't complete The Last of Us. I didn't get around to it. Family life bloody gets in the way. Didn't the Fireflies get killed off or something, and there wasn't many left?
Joel wiped out most of them and their leader, because they were going to kill Ellie in order to find how to stop people being infected by the fungus thing that's turning everyone into zombies.
So that leads on to what I was reading then, because what I read was basically the Fireflies have had a bit of a resurgence, and they're coming back to hunt down Ellie and I guess Joel.
But the thing was, they show, that's what I'm interested in. I keep jogging the fucking mic cable here. That's what I wanted to see.
I saw some gameplay of Ellie running into a building. She's hiding behind a counter. Three people come.
Hang on a fucking moment. One, I've jogged the mic again. And two,
another helicopter.
That helicopter's back.
Did you tell him our podcast schedule? Is that the?
Yeah. Well, I think what bastard. It is. I think what it is me and my brother usually go out for a trip down to the service station so we can have a chat. And they always put road cones out and try and block the road off for all intents and purposes. And it really fucks us off. So we'll get down there. It takes us like 7 minutes to get there and half an hour to get fucking back because they put up restrictions. Annoying as hell. Anyway, sorry. You were...
So, that's the gameplay I saw. She runs into a what looks to be an old shop with a counter. She's got three guys sort of chasing her. She hides behind the counter and then she uses her stealth to go behind the counter and then into some leaves, and people are chasing her. And I just assumed they were the Fireflies.
Well, they haven't said anything, because these people that they were in the gameplay that was shown at the thingy look more like the saviors from Walking Dead. Which means there's fucking millions of them.
Yes, and you'll never kill them off.
No, you won't get to kill them all.
Ever.
Sorry, I have to excuse me. I'm getting some pops on my fucking mic at the moment. Anyway, a little worrying because
keep an open mind. It's Naughty Dog. Keep an open mind.
Yeah, but
I'm sure they'll reveal. But a little bit more.
But they're talented. The person who I put down to the first three Nathan Drake games, a woman called Amy Hennig. Ironically, she's now off working with, I think it's Respawn Entertainment, on a new Star Wars game. I kind of considered her, she seemed to be the one that kind of reined everything in and made it sensible, and now she's gone. I'm a little worried that it's not going to be up to snuff, if that makes sense.
Right. No, I understand.
Because she helped out with 4 for a bit, and then she went. She went to go and work with Visceral Entertainment, with EA, and then they closed the studio down, and then she's gone off to work with the former creator of Modern Warfare, Vince Zampella, and his lot, to do the new Star Wars game, which it's sounding very promising because Respawn Entertainment now had to make a game, and Amy Hennig now has had to put a fucking story together. So, given the fact that she's got all this knowledge and they've got all that talent, that's looking promising. And this is, I'm just, as I said before, go back to The Last of Us. It you didn't tell us anything that happened. There was no setup or anything, and it's like you just did this massive fucking virtue signal where we wanted to know about the game. If you'd have done that and told us something about the game, I probably would have just looked right past it and talked about the game. I would have taken the piss out of the scene because it's very easy to set the piss out of. Anyway, that was The Last of Us 2. And people had to sit in a fucking tent for 5 minutes to watch a guy play a banjo, which I think was fucking out of order on Sony's part.
Couldn't they have just had him on the bloody stage off to the side and just lit that side of the bloody stage up?
Yeah, yeah, you know, but no.
And kept the other side dark and then fade him off.
See, if fade in the person. Thing is, if that was Naughty Dog's idea, that makes me worry again. Because they're clearly not thinking about the fucking customers or the poor fuckers who've got to sit down or walk from one fucking bit to another. And I know it's like a short walk, but it's a bit of a fucking piss take as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, I've harped on too much about it. I'm just worried that it's going to be Last of Us Part 2, The Revenge of the Social Justice Warrior. That's my biggest worry. I'm hoping it's not the case. I'm hoping that Tokyo Game Show will come around and they'll show some story bits or GDC or whatever one's coming up next. But hey, it's one of those things. The next was a game that looked absolutely brilliant. Again, they fucking started the presentation off. They were in the bank main hall this time, and they had a dude on a flute playing a Japanese flute front of this big old crowd. Why did you not watch the Ubisoft conference? Because that beginning bit was fucking embarrassing. I felt for them.
Yeah. Apparently, the bloke playing the flute, it's a special type of Japanese flute, which is only... and the guy playing the flute was one of only a few masters of the instrument left in the world.
Hang on a second. No, you've just ruined a good, perfectly good story of mine. This is how the story goes, yeah? You've got this guy, he's playing this Japanese flute in front of this samurai-looking game, yeah? So how do you reckon idiots on the internet would react to this?
Oh, well, of course, they'll say, here's a white guy, couldn't you get a Japanese person to do it?
Spawn! Give that man a banana.
Yes, please.
They said that. They said, oh, this is cultural appropriation. This is terrible. Should have got a Japanese guy to do it. And then it turns out, as you said, this guy is only one of several people who have mastered this in the world. He has gone to Japan. He has fucking learnt this from Japanese masters. Fucking deserves to get his flute playing thing, which I found very inappropriate because it detracted from the games. But I can appreciate someone who has mastered an art of sorts.
Yeah.
And he did that. It's Ghost of Tsushima from Sucker Punch Entertainment, who did the Infamous series. Infamous Second Son. I loved the end of Infamous Second Son when you did the bad ending. It was absolutely fantastic. You didn't play Infamous Second Son, did you?
No, I didn't.
The end of that game is fantastic. Because especially when you do the bad ending, and it's like, because he can absorb people's powers. That's his ability.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's this place that they've got everyone stored called, I think it's Curtain K or Coral K or something. No, it might be Curtain K, I think. It's like a facility to hold mutants for all intents and purposes. And he says at the end, he goes, I'm going to go to Coral K, I'm going to free all the mutants, I'm going to shake and I'm going to enjoy shaking each one by the hand as I free them, which is like kind of, ooh, nasty. I was hoping for that as a sequel, but they gave us this Ghost of Tsushima, which looks gorgeous. It's full of vibrant colours. It's like a mixture of real life and that kind of Japanese watercolour style that you see. I can't describe it. I could find it on the internet, but I can't quite describe it. I'm thinking of like the end where Big Boss dies in Metal Gear Solid 3, and it's in the field of white flowers, and when she dies they all go red, and it's kind of got that kind of vibe, that arty vibe to it. It looks.
It does look astonishing.
Yeah. It does
it
look.
It really does.
It does. They said that what they were showing you was a side mission. It wasn't one of the main missions. So it sounds like it's an open world game like Infamous was. So you get to wander around feudal Japan, kicking the shit out of people, which could be good, especially when you come against ninjas. Can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
Oh, seriously, man, it looks good. The problem is there wasn't enough of it, which I found quite annoying.
They're teasing you, mate.
I know they're teasing us, but they showed us a really good tease because I hope it was fucking proper gameplay, given Sony's history. But if it was gameplay, even if it's again running on a test rig, rather than coming off a PS4 hardware, which I'll accept, it did look good. It kind of looked like it had like a slight Batman-esque aspect to the combat, where it's kind of like you snap to a character and then you stab him.
Right.
Yeah, because you notice the way that the guy kind of like you step forward, slash one guy, and then step back. I can't describe it. It's odd.
You don't. This isn't the one that plays a little bit like Dark Souls.
No, that's.
That's the other one, isn't it? That we talked about the last
Activision
podcast.
One, that is there.
Yeah. No. Well, in that case, I might enjoy this then because I don't like Dark Souls.
I haven't got around to playing Dark Souls. It looked just dreary and boring. Everybody loves it. Everyone loves it
because it's difficult. It's like, well.
Yeah, but they said that Ninja Gaiden was difficult. I didn't find that fucking difficult. I think I find the last boss on Metal Gear Solid Rising Revengeance or whatever the fuck they called it. I found the boss on that difficult. But that's it.
Well, what I'm hoping for is a bit of a playable demo or something along those lines to come out to give this a go. See if you actually like it, because there's one thing watching somebody play it on the internet, you know, wait for the game to come out, watch somebody stream it or whatever, but it's another thing seeing if you can get on with the game first before you plump up the 50-60 quid. I'd hope there's a playable demo of it, because I'd give that a shot.
Yeah.
The only Japanese game I liked, I say Japanese game,
oh here we go,
samurai game. Onimusha.
He couldn't stop fucking yakking about this before we started.
Onimusha.
I want Onimusha. I
love it. Because it's not real in the slightest, and it is brilliant. Because you get to play as Jean-Luc. Do you remember? Leon?
Yes, you play Leon. Remember the guy who plays Leon, yeah, I know him.
The guy who plays Leon, Jean-Luc, I think his name is. Not Picard.
So I was thinking, I was just waiting for you to go Picard. It's like, what?
No, not Picard. I think it's Jean-Luc something.
They crossed it. He's a French Star dude. Trek.
Yeah, it's you got Frugal Japan.
Frugal Japan. Yeah, don't spend too much, guys.
Don't. Dude, you can't. So you've got Japan. Samurais running around, all that sort of stuff. Shit's going down. You're being attacked and everything like that. And then, at the same time, in the present, you've got French police also start getting attacked by the same things at the same time. So then you play as both. And then something happens and they swap places. So then you've got your police officer, he's gone back to Japan, back in whatever time it is, and a Japanese dude just come forward to the present. And it's great.
Oh, cool.
Genshis, I think you kill. It's a brilliant game. Onimusha's brilliant.
Yeah,
I've got it on the PS2.
Okay, alright.
Sorry, we're talking about E3.
Yes, back to more relevant games.
Yeah.
Like Resident Evil 2. You didn't intend that, but that worked out as a really good kind of fucking segue, which you're not supposed to say when we do a good segue.
That's how we blow it.
That's how we blow it, but it wasn't intended, but it just made me fucking smile because I'm looking at my next line of notes. Resident Evil 2 remastered beginning of next year, I think it's end of February, end of January.
Personally, couldn't give a damn.
I loved...
Never... never liked Resident Evil. Never liked any of them.
What about the one we were playing on VR? Didn't you like that?
No, it was crap.
Did you think that? I thought that was alright.
Well, the experience was alright.
Okay.
Until you got to the brick wall where you're going, we've literally tried everything. How are you meant to do this?
Yeah, I know. This is crap. We need to figure that out.
We literally spent half an hour on the same bit trying to progress. Tried so many different things, different ideas, different ways to do things, and the result was the same. You can't escape, you die. And I was like, oh, must be the end of the game then. Turn it off, delete. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. It was a bit on the difficult side, but I'm sure it was just a learning curve or something we need to go over. Anyway, I don't know if this new Resident Evil game is VR as well, because it looks radically different from what I played. It's not the isometric survival horror that I had before. I loved that second Resident Evil game. I played the first one, and it was very clanky in the translation. And then when the second one came out, they got rid of most of the clankiness. Just went for all-out cheese. And I loved it. And I think it probably is one of my favourite Resident Evil games. Where you've got... who was it now? The guy who came up with the T-virus has also came up with another virus called the G-virus. And all it did is every time he killed him, he mutated more. I can't fucking remember what it is. But it was good.
So he hit the G-spot, yeah?
Ah.
anyway.
And it was good because what you had was you had two games on two discs, yeah? And you played one as Leon and one as Claire Redfield. Right. It used to kind of same assets, but you were playing it like you play one game and it would take you towards the end and you didn't know how it ended because you didn't have to go and play the second game and then get the other character work to the same point and then they'd meet up and then resolve the ending together. Huh. But here came the twist, yeah? You had two discs, you could start with either character.
Okay.
So if you want to start with Leon, you could start with Leon. If you want to start with Claire, you start with Claire. And it changed the story ever so slightly. It was good. And I hope they do the same again with Resident Evil 2 and they do that. All right. This is one that I'm going to fucking harp on about for a lot. Norman Reedus Simulator 2018. Or to 2020, probably by the time we get to this.
Was that the Death Stranding one?
Yeah, Death Stranding.
Do you know what? I saw that on the list, and I just thought, if I watch any of the videos for Death Stranding, I'll still not know what the fuck is going on any more than what I did before watching him. I mean, yeah. Am I wrong?
You actually find out a bit more.
Really?
You do find out a bit more. You find out, the first things first, did you find out that your character, Norman Reedus' character, is a delivery man? I'm not joking, he's a delivery man. And what he does is he carries stuff across some wasteland. Well, I don't think it's a wasteland, but they give you the impression it's a wasteland because there's no cars driving over there and there's no bloody things. And they've got like footage of him and he's hoiking like tons of ridiculous amount of fucking stuff on his back and arms and shit, and he's dropping it in the river, and it looks like he's transporting either a sex doll or a dead body, which is bloody weird. And he's doing that, so you've got some what looks like gameplay footage, but here comes the twist. Given the fact that I paid attention to the previous set of trailers, I know that is just the first mission. The first set of levels. It's not the thingy, because they showed him doing all this stuff, and then he got cornered by I don't know what the fuck they are. They are weird inky black ghost things with umbilical cords, and he apparently gets cornered by them, and he's like, "Oh, I can find a way out." So he uses his baby battery, and that's the bit where it's just like. It's the bit where I start scratching my head going, what the fuck's going on here? He uses his baby battery to power a device so he can see these inky black ghosts things so he can't get killed. But over the radio, he's talking away to a woman, and this woman turns around and says to him, because, you know, if you get caught, you'll leave a crater behind. So somehow in this universe, they have figured out a way to get past death for all intents and purposes, yeah? But it leaves a massive crater. Because in the previous trailers, you saw a naked Norman Reedus standing by a crater. So I'm assuming that's where original Norman Reedus died. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, this is like fucking top tier convoluted stuff, alright?
Mate, Kojima's crazy.
Oh, he fucking is. And then there's an actress who I've never fucking seen before. And she's supposed to be in it. And then you had her eating what looked like the bug thing out of Star Trek Discovery, but hand size. Again, I don't know what's going on there. And then they show that his wife has come back, and it's the actress Lindsay Wagner. And they very nicely, de-aged her. And apparently when they de-aged her, Norman Reedus turned around and went, "You're de-aging me while you're fucking at it." You're making me a bit younger. I can always do with being a bit younger. And it's just weird. I think the game centres around some kind of, I'm going to say ghost invasion for all intents and purposes, yeah? There's like a ghost style invasion, but they're like in like a parallel dimension, if that makes sense. So in our world, you see them as inky black ghosts, but in their world, they're fully formed people.
Right.
Yeah? So it's like the dimensions are like touching each other. You never saw the episode of Doctor Who with the army of ghosts, did you?
No.
Okay. Let me just quickly recap, right? There's an episode of David Tennant's Doctor Who. It's called The Army of Ghosts. And what it was is every day, about 3 o'clock, ghosts fucking come out in the middle of nowhere. And the Doctor turns around and goes, "That's not ghosts, that's bollocks, yeah?" He goes, and then he makes the expression, it's a boot print doesn't look like a foot. Which is right, yeah? A boot print doesn't look like a foot. And I think that's how these ghost things are around. Because I think what you're seeing is, you're seeing whatever this fucking, this whatever this thing is, invade. And I think it's got something to do with the technology that used to bring people back from the dead. So there's like a dimension of ghosts for those who have died. And the reason that they're sticking around is maybe because they're the ghosts of the original person. Because maybe they're clones or shit like that. But I'm still fucking clueless about this game. Despite all that bollocks, it could be about anything, really. It could be about cheddar cheese wars between rival factories of cheddar makers. Have you seen any of it? Did you see any of it?
Not this latest.
Okay.
No, I'm trying to look at pictures of this and it just looks fucking nuts.
Yeah. Okay. It does look nuts. Apparently, Lindsay Wagner's necklace has a secret message on it because it's written in these special Russian beads and they mean letters. And when you run through a translator, it's the name of a track from an album. And it's the same album for the tune that was played on the trailer at E3. How fucking convoluted is that? That's the same as in Spaceballs, where he turns around and goes, "Do you know what I am? I'm your father's brother's cousin's roommate." Like that. And he goes, "What does that make us?" Absolutely fucking nothing. And that's what it feels like with some of these clues. But hey.
I think, yeah. I'll wait.
I'm waiting for a review and just seeing if they can fucking describe what's going on. If they can describe it, I will play it. If they can't describe it, it's going to stay on the shelf and I'll wait for it to come on PlayStation Plus. Alright, okay. The next game from the Sony press conference that looked fucking, which looked really good. Spider-Man.
I saw this one. I saw the gameplay of this. He was swinging his way through the streets on his way to a mission. Got to the mission. Beats up a bunch of people, Completes it, gets a well done, sir, and on to the next mission. Swings his way through streets, and it looks like it's a pretty decent decent game, actually. The flight, I say flight loosely, the web slinging through the streets looked pretty decent.
Yeah.
The way that controlled, and also the fighting looked pretty good as well. It looked fluid.
Yeah.
Is a word I would say. The fight looked fluid, and loads of little toys that you can use in Spider-Man's arsenal. I don't know what you. How do you think?
I think you probably watched a different trailer to the one that was shown at the thingy, because they showed it. Electro was busting out a load of people from what they call the raft, is where they keep all the superhuman prisoners. And Electro turns up, and you're chasing Electro around this building and trying to stop him from releasing all these people. But he releases a load of villains who were referred to as the Insidious Six, which consists of Rhino, Shocker, Scorpion, Vulture, Electro, and they had as Mysterio is supposed to be one of them, but they had the Negative Man in there, who I've never heard of.
Does he just give you put downs by being negative?
No, he's like a negative.
Verbal put downs.
It's like a negative image. So, you know, when you take an image and you flip it to negative mode and it looks all a bit weird. He just looks like that. And I don't know if that's his power. but that was in there, and that looked good, because it kind of, you got a real Arkham Asylum vibe from what they showed you. You got this real kind of Arkham vibe from it, and it looked really good, because he was beating the shit out of people left, right, and centre, which just made me smart. And then he was confronted by the Sinister Six on the roof. So I think it might start off with them busting out. I think you might do a couple of missions, everything's a wonky dory, then they bust out of it, and then you got to track them down through the city and put them back in prison one by one.
They showed a few different types of fights. They showed a boss fight, and then they showed like minion fights and stuff like that. And there was a bit of variety in the way you take people down, which was nice.
It does. Did you think have you played Batman Arkham Asylum?
No, I haven't played it. But I've seen the combat. It looks similar. Yeah.
Yeah, where it kind of again, it comes to that kind of, as I described in the Sucker Punch game, that snap function where you kind of snap to an enemy and then start beating the shit out of them.
Yeah, and you can switch targets at will, can't you?
Yeah, so you can flip around and just kind of bounce back between people, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I think this may be one of the better superhero games that we get since the Batman Arkham games, because they kind of finished off with the Arkham games, and we kind of waited to see what they were doing, and I have no idea what they're doing, which is interesting. What I did notice was a lack of a game called Days Gone, which I thought was almost finished and would be perfect for them to show off, considering it's released first quarter next year, which is worrying. It is a bit on the worrying side.
That's a zombie one, isn't it?
Yes, it's a zombie one where you get overrun by hundreds of zombies. And one of the gameplay demos they showed is there was like a dam, and the dam had zombies behind it. So it was like a wall with hundreds of fucking zombies, and it breaks, and then they start piling out and chasing you up a river. Looked sweet. Oh. And then there's another one where you're getting chased around a lumber mill. And again,
I've seen the lumber mill one.
Yeah, they didn't show any of it, which I was like, please don't say it's getting canned or something's gone wrong there, because that looked like a really, really interesting game. It looked like the closest you'd get to a Walking Dead game with Daryl as the main character rather than
kind of, except the zombie sprint.
Yeah, I don't mind sprinting zombies.
No, and that's what was sort of putting me off. It's more like not Walking Dead, but 28 Days Later game. Yeah.
When you watch The Walking Dead and it's like they're getting overrun by zombies, and it's like kind of come on, guys, you could probably take this out. All you have to do is funnel them down to one location and just jab them in the fucking head. But since you add a bit of speed in there, you can then go, ah, right, that makes a bit more sense. Yeah, that's me. I don't mind either way. They look like because they had a trailer that came out beforehand, and they looked like they had some additional kind of ones in there, like as I said, I think we've been in the previous one we talked about the witch from what was it, Left 4 Dead? Is Left 4 Dead?
Yeah, Left 4 Dead.
So they had the witch in Left 4 Dead, which she would start screaming at you and summoning zombies. Looks like they've got something like that in there. I was a bit disappointed that it wasn't there. Everything else, I was a bit kind of. There was one thing I found out which I was very annoyed at. Ace Combat. The game that I bought a PSVR for, and the previous reason I bought an Xbox, is coming out in February of next year, not September of this year. Not happy bunny. That's the game I'm going to be sitting in the front room with my goggles on, pretending that I'm a pilot. It makes makes me sound like an absolute fucking child.
On the plus side, you've got to think, they don't think it's ready to come out this year, so not going to release a game that isn't finished. They want it to be done.
I suppose so.
They're doing it for you, mate. They're making sure it's perfect.
Just for me.
Perfect, just for you. But it's not for me. I couldn't give two Matt's arses. But you do. You love it.
It's Call of Duty with aircraft.
Yes. Yeah,
it's like you ever get Flight Simulator, which is like dead realistic, which is fun, but it's not as much fun as pancaking 100 aircraft in a single sortie. You know, which is impossible.
Yeah.
But you feel fucking awesome for it. And people didn't like fucking what was it? Assault Horizon, which was the one that they brought out, which was their version of Call of Duty. I enjoyed that because it was just nice for them to just, you know, just try something different. And then we understand that, you know, not many people like it, and then we'll go back to the other way. That's fine by me, as long as you understand that you have to go back. But they've just taken fucking ages. But that was just one little piece of knowledge I got from E3 that I didn't like. Then we've got Nintendo. Now, Nintendo don't bother turning up doing E3 after the Wii Music debacle. Did you ever see the Wii Music debacle?
I don't think I did.
They were playing Wii Music on stage, and it was laughably terrible. It was like, everyone goes, oh, talk about cringe-tastic stuff. That was fucking horrible. I'll find you a video of it and send it to you, and you can go, that's why they do video presentations now. So, old Reggie Fils-Aimé, head of Nintendo America, popped out, and he showed off his balls.
Cool.
His Pokeballs. He's got his little Pokeball.
Pokeballs.
Yeah, a Pokeball, which is a controller for the new Pokemon game. Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Pokemon Let's Go Eevee.
What a name. Yeah. Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee. Is that two separate games?
Yeah, because what they always do with Pokemon is they get the game, yeah. And they say there's 150 people, 150 characters to collect, yeah? But there's 145 in this batch and 145 in this batch. So you have to find someone with the other games so you can trade so you can get all the fucking Pokemon. And they don't even have trophies. If it was like you're doing that to get a platinum fucking trophy, I might understand, but I can't. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But they showed it off, and they showed off the fact that it's going to be cross-compatible with Pokemon Go. Do you remember Pokemon Go?
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
It was great for a little bit, when you could load it.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I think it must have been months after they sorted the servers out to allow you to actually connect, people stopped playing it because it got bored.
Yeah. It was very frustrating. I was thinking about picking it up because there are tons of Pokemon in Alton Towers. So when we go to Alton Towers, there are fucking hundreds to collect.
Really? I may reinstall it.
Just walk around and just check, because every place that's got a map that's got a name, and the name sounds a bit something, like pirates or magical or something like that. They kind of got things that kind of go there.
There's a on a similar note to Pokemon Go, there's a Jurassic Park type game where you're out walking and you'll see a Triceratops or something and you try and capture it.
Not a Stygimoloch.
Not a Stygimoloch.
They say Stygimoloch in Jurassic World.
Do they?
They say Stygimoloch, and I'm sure it's Stygimoloch.
I thought it was Stygimoloch.
I'm sure it's Stygimoloch.
That might have just been our minds.
Nanotyrannus? Yeah, go catch us some Nanotyrannus.
Yeah, boy.
And I bet you're wondering why we're talking about dinosaurs, and there's only one other person who knows why we're talking about dinosaurs.
Hello, Dave, if you're listening.
Yeah, Dave, you should be listening. Okay, so we did that. They showed that off, and they said that it was cross-compatible, and it's weird because they're showing the game, and you have to do the throw action at the TV to catch them. So you wander around.
You have to hold that ball and do a throwing action towards the TV.
Or the Joy-Con controllers. Yes, I don't think they remember what they were doing with the Nintendo Wii the first time.
No, they don't. Shit's going to get broke. Or maybe they do. Replacement controller money. Yes, please.
I don't think they wind up getting a class action lawsuit of sorts. The Joy-Con, does it have a strap? I'm sure it has a strap.
Yeah, Joy-Con's got a strap, but did that ball thing have a strap?
I don't know. Reggie playing around with his bollocks on a Nintendo stream seems really odd.
He's going to turn... Oh, fuck's sake. You turn around to your family, don't worry, we'll play Pokemon. Let me just get my balls out.
Get my Pokeballs out, yeah.
Just wait a minute, Mum. We can't play it without the balls. Let me get my balls out.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Fuck's sake.
So, they showed that one. And then showed the cross-compatibility and the fact that it plays similar to how you play Pokemon Go. And then they showed off Mario Party, which is the game that destroys controllers.
Yes.
Yeah, it does. It destroys controllers pretty badly. This is just... I find this strange, because they had... like two Nintendo Switches, and they were using it to construct like a map of like kind of piranha plant hole things, pipes, that's what they're called, and they were using the two together, and I'm thinking those controllers are going to get fucked. There's the two ways about it, they're going to get fucked. So I like Mario Party. I played Mario Party on the GameCube. It was my favourite version of it.
The one on the Wii was alright. It was a good party game for when you're bored and you're trying to get your missus to play games for the first time. And to be fair, the Wii console was literally the only games console my wife would ever play. And that was because of Mario or the Mario Party 8 with the little mini games or the party games and things like that. So, yeah, it's got its appeal.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it. It was alright. Not a bad game for a bit.
It's okay. It's good for a laugh. It's good for having fun with your mates. But they kind of put it... They made out that people were doing this in like a bar.
Fuck off, people, were they?
People are not doing it in a bar. People are, you know, trying to work out how much they can drink before they actually get drunk.
So they're taking the Nintendo Switch with the two little Joy-Con controllers to the bar.
No, that's the impression they gave. Yeah. That's not what it was. That was just the impression that it gave.
Maybe they should actually show what the fuck they mean. Sorry, I'm being a bit pissy.
No, that did show you what it was going to mean, but it was just the setting they used for it. It just seemed a bit inappropriate. It should have been like kind of... They could have done outside, actually, because they would have...
They could have done it in the garden or...
No, you wouldn't be able to see the screens, and then they could have got done for fucking false advertising.
Oh, is that because of the glare?
Oh, yeah, everything suffers from it. unless you get to, you know, something sort of
unless you get a Kindle.
Yeah, but that's e-ink. That's different from an OLED panel or a capacitive panel or whatever. So they showed that off, and then they showed off Super Smash Brothers, which I think is the worst fucking fighting game ever. It's a terrible fighting game. It doesn't make any fucking sense, because all it is you can sit there and you can beat someone, the piss out of someone, yeah, to the point that they're dead, and then have to do it again, and then have to do it again, and then it doesn't give you like a finisher in order to kick them out the ring. It should be you knock them down, they fall over. Oh, Mario! And this time they turned around and said, we're including everyone. And they're adding in their new character. The only new character that I know about is their one of the bosses from Metroid, a character called Ridley.
Shovel Knight.
Shovel Knight?
Shovel Knight might be in that. And Ubisoft's Rabbids.
Yeah, they'll be in it. Even though the Rabbid Cross Mario game is a rip-off of XCOM. See it. Go watch a trailer of it. It's a rip-off of XCOM. Which means it's probably really good. Because XCOM's great.
XCOM's great.
Even if you do get like kind of a 78% chance of hitting something with a sniper rifle from 10 blocks away, which is the perfect thing from the perfect angle, and it still fucking miss.
It still misses.
But that's XCOM, baby.
That's XCOM, which makes you reload. Anyway, right. You've talked about that. What other things?
And then they just went on about Fortnite. I wasn't really. I'll be honest with you. The Nintendo presentation was blink and you miss it. Because there was stuff that I missed in that presentation. I was just like, kind of, I got, like, oh, squirrel. And then, they said what? But there was Fortnite, and everyone knows if you've got Fortnite and you've got it on your PS4, they won't let you use that information with another console. And everyone's complaining about it, but given the fact that Sony was hacked and a lot of data was lost, them being extra cautious, probably a wise thing. I know you'd be like, kind of, oh, but I can't play it, just start another fucking account or do something like that. They're not being dicks for the sake of being dicks. They're being dicks because they were burnt by some morons who hacked the... Well, not morons.
They were burnt by bigger dicks.
They were burnt by bigger dicks, yeah.
You've got Yoshi coming out.
What was the Yoshi? Is that right?
They just call it Yoshi for Switch. It's a working title, obviously.
Oh, is it?
They
showed off a lot of games that had cell shading. And it's like, kind of, oh, they've picked this specific art style. And it's like, no, they've picked cell shading because it uses less processing power. Because it hasn't got much processing power on it. You're not going to play your PlayStation 4 or your Xbox One games on it. Or even like a PC game on low settings. Actually, no, they have got that. They've got Skyrim on it, which is worse than the PS3 version. Apparently, the PS3 version was one of the worst ones out there.
Mario Tennis Aces, by the looks of things.
Okay, where's that?
I wonder if it's a patch on Wii Sports Tennis.
It would be a bit different.
Many a day's playing Wii Sports. There was one that sort of caught my eye, but I haven't looked into it too much, I'll be honest about that. It's called Octopath Traveler. It looks like an old school, like really old Nintendo 64 style RPG game on the Switch. So if you like that sort of game, go do some research into Octopath Traveler. It looks alright. It's old style RPGs. Old style. Okay. Yeah.
Octopath Traveler. I think I saw it. What did they compare it to? Because it was compared to something in one of the reviews that I read.
Really?
Yeah, I can't remember. They said it was like this generation's version of something.
God, there was a game I was playing on. Not N64, sorry. The SNES.
Yeah.
SNES game. You know the mini SNES that came out? It had the 20 games on there.
Yes, you got
the,
yeah.
There was a game on there that I was playing. It looks like that. I will quickly look it up and I'll tell you what it was called. Yeah.
Go on, hurry up. Can't dead it. Quickly, Nigel.
I am
faster.
I am
faster.
Secret
one,
Secret of Mana.
Okay.
Secret of Mana, that's what I was playing. I was enjoying that and it looks similar graphics wise. Yeah, and obviously Zelda. You've got Zelda, Link to the Past. Similar ish.
Link to the Past, good game. Link to the Past.
I'm saving that to last.
Link to the Past was, well, I think, one of my favourite SNES games.
You've got Final Fantasy 3 on this mini SNES as well, which I can't wait to play.
Yeah.
And I tested Super Mario RPG. I had a little go on that, which was decent. It's actually a decent RPG game. So anyway, back to E3.
Back to E3.
I keep so diverging. Diverging.
That's fine. But
so
that,
was that it?
That was it for Nintendo. Nintendo was short and sweet, like the Square Enix presentation. I think this is where we'll stop this one, and then we'll do another one to cover Ubisoft, EA, fucking EA, and my favourite fucking part of the conference, which was Devolver Digital's absolute fucking piss take of games conferences in general. I sent you a link to that. I hope you bloody watched it, because I watched it and found it hilarious.
Do you know what? You sent it to me while I was at work, and unfortunately this week's been absolute nightmare, and when I get home I completely forgot about it. So no, but I will try to watch it over the weekend because I've got a bit of time.
Watch it. I need to go through my
I'll watch it before we do the next recording. If you've managed to to listen, talking to the listeners here, if you've managed to listen to this podcast and our previous podcast, thanks for sticking with us.
Yeah, thanks for sticking with us.
Game-tastic.
I'll be honest with you, we haven't talked about games in ages, and when we first started out doing this, just me and you, we were just talking about games.
Yeah, that's what it used to be. It used to be just games.
Yeah.
In the when we were known as the artist, formerly known as Gaming Face Punch.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you're interested in what we used to do, there is a YouTube channel called Gaming Face Punch, which we haven't uploaded to in many years.
Yeah. About 2 years now.
Yeah. So that's what we used to do. But no podcasts of Gaming Face Punch is available. So here we are. We don't get to talk about games very much, so this is why we take the opportunity to do this, seeing as it was E3.
Yes, we'll do one last podcast, and then we'll return to talking about television and films and who's put their winky where. But this is goodbye for part two.
Yeah, goodbye part two.
Yeah, it was nice.
We'll see you in part three.
Yes,
which we didn't know was going to come until just now.
No,
because we were talking too long.
No, I told you we were going to do part three the other day.
Oh,
I told you. That's the same day I sent you that bloody link, and you didn't pay attention.
Yes.
So clearly you were listening to me that day.
I was, really. Yes, I listened deeply.
Yeah, cheers, Nudge.
Yeah, took it to heart and everything, you know.
Anyway, again, thank you for listening. Stick with us, we've got one more to do, and then after that we'll get back to a more reasonable kind of schedule. So, see you in the next podcast, which will be soon.
Soonish,
yes. So I think, yeah, soonish.
Thanks for sticking with us.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.